We've got you surrounded.
On a computer, on a radio.
On your radio and streaming live audio.
Everywhere.
At WVOX.com.
1460 WVOX.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me, Lucy Lucione. We're with you Mondays like this. 5:30 here on WVOX 1460 AM. Call in number 914-636-0110. We try to get to everybody's call. Also, of course, this radio show, you can listen live, as I hope you do, but you can also catch us on the internet at www.wvox.com, and you can also go to the stevemayoshow.com, the stevemayoshow.com, if you want to hear past episodes. If you want to catch some good writing by myself and soon to be a few others. But we're live right now, Lou and me, and we've been on the phone with Joanne. Joanne, you were saying.
Okay, so real quick. I just thought of a way, though, as you were talking, that we could, that you can get some more time, another caller or two, and put the music on the beginning and the end, but then skip the in-between after the, you know what I mean, after your commercials. Skip that music.
You know, it's a good idea.
We love it.
Yeah, we've considered it and we've discussed it, and it's something we may try in the future, Lou.
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point.
I think we have to manage our time better.
It might give you a few more minutes.
You're absolutely right. But Joanne, let's get to your point. You were saying.
So Curtis Sliwa said something on the weekend that was very funny. AOC meaning Alexandria Ocasio. You know, okay, AOC all out crazy.
Of course, absolutely.
I thought it was spot on. Yes, but anyway,
just to that point. She's a professional politician. Somebody picked her out of obscurity because she fit the role. And I got to say, she's an articulate young woman. I have to give her credit. Oh. And she's not an unpleasant looking person. I will admit that. Let's face it. These things matter. Okay, fine. I'm not asking you to endorse her. But she's got this great platform. And it's not just the left. It's the right. They get up there. They pass laws. They oppose laws. But they don't take responsibility when it comes time to changing the law. That law, obviously, the law that's authorizing in New York State, not her responsibility, the bail reform, bad name. It's not a bail reform. It was a bail elimination legislation. Mm-hmm. There's examples everywhere. How do we make these politicians take responsibility for their past acts? That is the big question today. You got to vote. And Joanne, I know you're aware, we've got a school board election here in New Rochelle, a library board election, a $316 million school budget, largest in our history, at a time when we're losing students. New Rochelle kids are going other places. And I have to tell you, the biggest shame is the school board has not yet appointed a committee to look into it. Lou, have you been asked to join this committee? Wow.
No.
I haven't.
No.
Explain that, Joanne. You were saying. I'm sorry.
You know what? It's sick. And all I know is we need Vincent Malfitano right in there at this point anyway.
I got to tell you, that to me is a good idea. Of course, the candidates can't call us now, but we can certainly speak our minds.
Oh, I know.
I think Vince has earned his choice, his chance. I believe we should give the man a try. But there are there are other people running, and I'd like to hear from them, too.
I just want to say something.
I know, which is a shame, just like yourself.
Excuse me for one second. Joanne, here's what I want to say. Look at the picture. Vince Malfitano, 50 years in the school district, from management to union, back to management, 50 years. So who knows the school systems better than somebody who's that many years in the school system and worked on every level, from management to union?
Absolutely
so to me, that's the whole thing to me.
Yep.
And he sent his own kids. And he sent his own kids to our system. Took responsibility. Never shrank. Never hid in the back. He was heard from right or wrong. He spoke up. Where are the rest of the parents?
You know what? Exactly. And then you know what? I mean, if he doesn't get in, you know what that's all about too. So I know I've been talking it up too. You know, I know.
Of course.
Some Hispanic people, you know, in my beauty parlor, for instance, the girl, and I know her children, she washes the hair, and she does, you know, and whatever, and I've been telling her to tell the kids this and that. The kids came in to talk to me. Yeah, it's interesting, but they have to spread the word. We need the word, you know, amongst that community. Not just everything is...
We need involvement, but parents, for sure, taxpayers.
Really do, well, big time. So let me do this, because I know you guys have to get on, like Larry or somebody might be waiting. but I just want to say that with the subway, with regards to AOC, see why I mention her is because her big mouth, because I just think she's a big mouth.
Of course.
And, oh, I think she's a nightmare. And, but I'm afraid a lot of people listen to her, and I'm afraid that she might push her way up to God knows where, you know.
And you're absolutely
that's
right.
That's going to be disastrous for us. But in the meantime, she, and I don't think she's all that bright. I don't think so. But anyway, because I hear her and I hear the way she talks. But what I want to say is right away on that Marine case, she, murder. And then what else, Steve, what comes next after murder? What else did she say? First of all, right away, murder, we got it. Now, they're going to waste out the taxpayers' hours, right, money, and time, too, on this.
Of course.
Isn't there a way to skip over that? When we all think, in fact, that I think it was the right thing to do. Not that the guy died. Yes. Nobody wanted him to die. Just like in the Floyd case, it's sort of a similar situation where they held him at the end.
Well, you know, the bottom line is, Joanne, it's easy for outsiders to rabble rouse. That's what they said during the Vietnam War. Outside rabble rouser. Mm-hmm. Well, she is. Mm-hmm. Her responsibility is not New York City suburbs. She's got a multi-trillion-dollar budget that she's going to vote on, and you can be sure she wants us to spend more. Where's taking responsibility? Democrats and Republicans, you're in charge of the national tiller and state representatives, assembly and Senate. You're responsible for the state budget. Why don't we hear from you on the subject of subway funding? That comes directly from the state. MTA funding from the state as well as local. Why don't we hear from our Senate Majority Leader in New York State or the Assembly Leader?
Steve, she's from Yorktown Heights. She's not from the Bronx and not from Queens.
Of course.
She's from Yorktown Heights. That's the truth.
Subway? Of course.
But, but did you hear her get down with her talk? Oh, God. Geez,
of course.
Sickening.
But yeah, Joanne, I don't want to. She deserves criticism for not knowing what she's talking about. But let's face it, have we heard much from the state senator who's famous for her fancy scarves? What has she said about it?
Right.
Her last name is Cousins. Let her take responsibility. And in this area, the assembly person is one Amy Paulin. Why don't we hear from her? What changes would she propose? And I'll tell you another thing. Why don't we hear, Lou, from the Republican Party? We don't have control of the state, haven't had it for years. Why don't we hear something from the state chairperson?
I know.
Think about it.
Exactly right. Oh, my God. It's nauseating. It's like the whole thing is like
don't get
very
me started.
Scary.
Joanne, thanks for your provocations all the time.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to go into our next call. But I just want to say, Lou, audience, we're talking about citizen involvement. Before the show, we were tipped off by one of the candidates. There is a school board debate. Is that it, Lou?
Debate.
Tonight.
Yes.
At 7 o'clock.
Yes.
At the Linda Kelly Theater on the campus of New Rochelle High School. Go there if you're not going, if you're not intending to go. Parent, taxpayer, teacher, school veteran, teachers union member. I don't care what it is. Charter school fan. Go to the New Rochelle School Board debate and weigh in with your opinions.
Then tomorrow, 6 o'clock at the library.
And tomorrow, a similar play with the League of Women Voters at the Library of New Rochelle, the New Rochelle Library at their grand big auditorium. I urge you all to go, show up, be heard. Let's go on to our next caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Lorraine.
Hi. How are you?
Where are you going to be this week? I bet you're appearing at some debates.
I'm going. I've been waiting. I have to jump in the shower and then go.
Good.
But
what are you going to say?
No, you can't talk. It's from the PTA Council.
Oh,
the questions are you remember that one?
Oh, of course. That model in democracy, in democratic Republican government.
Yes, exactly. But I just want to say that having taken the subway most of my life and not taking it now because of what is happening on the subway, I wish a Marine would be in every subway car because what has happened is going to have people not step up if someone gets hurt.
That's exactly right.
And that is very, very sad. It happened to me, not that on Metro North, that one of the conductors was harassing a blind person who had a seeing eye dog because he couldn't find his ticket. It was in the morning. No one stepped up. I finally said, look, I have the money. I'll pay for his ticket. I can't even tell you what this conductor said to him, okay? And we get to 125th Street, and the conductor had called the police. They were going to take him off the train. Okay,
wow.
I said, leave him alone. I have the money.
This
policeman
this very
said,
pushy. This very pushy blind person. What a disgrace.
Disgraceful, right? And so the policewoman said to me, mind your own business. I said, no, I will not. Leave him alone. I have the money. Shocking. She said to me, sit down. Okay. They got off the train. She looked into the car where I was sitting, the window, and I stuck my middle finger up at her. And the car and the train took off. And the conductor came to me, and he said to me, you must think I'm the worst person in the world. I said to him, I don't think about anybody lower than dirt. I said, this is a very holy week. It was Holy Week and Passover.
Really?
I said, you are being tested, and you have failed terribly.
Oh, my goodness.
It was terrible. That was
a message from the heavens, and I think you were right on target.
I mean, it was so upsetting. The man was so embarrassed. He has a seeing eye dog. He was in one of the towers on 9/11, and the dog got him down. Then the person that was sitting in front of me turned around, a man, and he said to me, do you really want him to ride free? I said, yeah, it's okay. He could ride free. I mean, can you imagine? And no one stepped up to help this guy. So this is what's going to happen on the subways. I'm telling you.
It looks like it now that we've had one of those insurrections.
Yes.
People demonstrating against all manner of causes and not remembering the fundamental problem. The fundamental problem is our subways are unpoliced by our very capable police forces, and something's got to be done about it. Lorraine, thanks for speaking up on the subways, on MTA. We all have to get involved, but not endanger yourself. This is the Lou and Steve Show here on WVOX. Right?
Right.
Go for it, Lorraine. We'll be right back after this hour. Last break here on the Steve and Lou Show.
Is WVOX. This is WVOX at 1460 for Green Haven, Fox Meadow, and Larchmont Manor.
1460 WVOX.
Hello, everybody. We're back. I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me, Lou Feliciano. We're with you Mondays, 5:30. There's so much to talk about. Obviously, school board elections, library board, right here in New Rochelle, probably in your own town if you're in this vicinity. And of course, there's still a lot of stuff going on in our state and our nation at large, and so much to talk about. Lou, you want to revisit a subject?
Yes, I want to talk about Biden is sending 2,500 troops to the border. To me, this is a waste of time. They're going down there for paperwork. Paperwork, everybody, so that the Border Patrol can go do their jobs and they could just monitor paperwork. Why are we sending troops down there if they're not going to solve the problem? Why are we doing this for? It doesn't make any sense. The taxpayer money, 2,500 troops going down there for a coffee clutch. It's exactly what it is, Steve. So why should we spend money to do this? I think it's wrong. I think they have to take control of this border because, what is it, Thursday or Friday, this is all over, right?
Well, the present regime will change. Title 42 ends. We'll know what that means practically. But let's face it, things are going to get worse.
Of course they're going to get worse. So why? Maybe that's their game plan, thinking it's going to get worse. So we'll put 2,500 troops down there, say they were doing paperwork, but just in case that's down there. Now, I watched on the news the other day. This what got me more than anything. 3,000 pounds of meth, right? 2,000 pounds of fentanyl. This all came through the border that these people with backpacks on, Steve. You know, one fentanyl kills 5 or 6 kids. You look at that weight of fentanyl and meth, that's unbelievable. And God forbid if they took that and they put it into the river system or reservoir system. They put 100 tablets in a reservoir system or whatever. It's crazy. This is very scary or whatever. So I think that this has to be looked at. You know, that's a lot of weight and drugs to come into this country and people dying or whatever like that. It doesn't make any sense to me. We have our own country, our own borders. I can't go. We can't say, me and you can't say, Lou, Steve, let's go to, we're going to go to Russia. We're going to go into Russia for a couple of weeks or whatever. I can't cross the border without an ID.
You wouldn't have a chance.
No, we'd be shot on spot.
You can't even get into China. And who in his right mind would want to go to China? It's easier to come here than it is to go into that really cesspool of a society, at least major regions of China and Russia. Let's throw them in with it. Why is it so easy to get here? Well, Lou, let's go back. Was it the Obama administration, Clinton administration, some factotum, some hired hack said no tragedy should go to waste? What did he say? You know what I mean.
Yes.
No problem, no public trouble should go to waste, because that's the talk of the revolutionary. That's saying if there's a fault in the system, exploit it, make it worse. And that's what we're doing here. This administration is making our uncontrolled border even worse. And Lou, I think the message should go out. We are a nation of law and justice. We have a constitution that works. And if it doesn't work, we have hundreds of legislators poised to amend it. What are they doing? They're just making it worse. And this administration is making it worse. And we have an administration border czar who denies that there's a problem. This is the problem, Lou. The foreign capitals should be hearing the United States insists on proper applications. We believe in peace and order and humanity. We're not getting it now. We're getting all the world's unwanted and troublemakers, in addition to some good people who are testing our borders and testing our willpower, and we can't afford it.
I want to rehash one other thing you talked about, Steve, and the callers talked about today, is that you talked about COVID. Let's take a kid that's 10 years old right now, all right? That means he's in fifth grade. So when he first started school, that's when COVID first really hit. So his setback emotionally and developing was set back, because you have to be able to get along with kids, and your social life begins at that early age or whatever. So what's happening here? These kids were set back or whatever for 2 years of their life or whatever. So you look at, I think that has a lot to do with these school scores or whatever like that. I think it has a lot to do with it. And, you know, this is very sad what happened. This COVID thing put us in a worse hassle than you really think of. I'm looking at the kids now. Forget about the economics part of it. But the children, these children, fifth grade kid, first 2 years of his school system was disrupted.
Of course. And so what do the politicians want to do? They want to increase the disorder. They want more people who weren't born here, who haven't applied, like our ancestors did, and a lot of people still do. Lou, I meet immigrants every week who are either here legally or on visas or working the system fairly, honestly, like we're supposed to do. But instead, we have an administration in Washington, Lou, that encourages the world to break the law.
Steve, we're wrapping down here, but I just leave it with you. When your kids and my kids started the school system, they had to have all their shots. Yep. They had to have all their shots. These kids are coming from backwoods mountains or whatever like that, Central America. No medical records, no nothing, into the school. Tuberculosis is a rise. There's a lot of things on rise in this country from illegals that are coming here.
Absolutely.
There should be medical background. You said he's got a phone call, Nicky was saying?
Let's see.
Nick, what you got? Joanne, let's go.
Hello, Joanne.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to tell Steve, this is for you. Lou, I sent something to Lou to make you look at. So before you leave tonight,
I appreciate it.
Look at that. It's fascinating in your capacity as a history lover. Okay, bye.
Thank you so much, Joanne. Bye. One of our great callers, always welcome. Chris, love to hear from you. The rest, Lou, we got 50 seconds. What do you say? Close it up.
I just want to thank everybody, all the callers, and thank you, Mr. O'Shaughnessy's staff, for giving us this time.
Absolutely. And everybody, thank you for listening. This has been the Steve and Lou Show, Monday, 5:30, here at WVOX, the best place in the world for news, community, and all sorts of features. See you next time. Never feel any-